Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI. I want to tell you all my experience, like what is really stopping me from getting into this business, uploading my product. I bought product so early and now I'm so scared. I know how people are here. I have personal experience. See, I did a blog in around 2015 starting, and I didn't do anything new or creative. All I did is whatever the episodes I saw on DuckTales, Richie Rich, I just wrote the content and basic principles that the characters follow. Richie Rich father will not fire a man. He's a man that he doesn't want to fire his employees. I wrote that. And in DuckTales, we have like Uncle Scrooge's attitude towards money and all. I wrote 2-3 points and I wrote Sandeep Maheshwari's story. And that's it. I wrote my personal blog, like everything you hear me, right? I just wrote that, and unfortunately I landed onto a institute which really made me sorrow after all this, and they read everything and they didn't reply me. Instead they choose to reply in, they printed in their books that whatever I read, that is impractical, no one will be ethical, you'll survive only if you're unethical, something like that. They printed everything case laws and they showed their children like I'm a bad example. Leave it. I understand. One woman, like it's like they didn't, they were like, you're characterless. I am characterless in their opinion. And she spit on my face in front of everyone. Like I couldn't digest, and it I was in shock. Like they know that I can really fight back, I can really say anything, but I choose to be silenced because they are from their own community, caste, and they are from their, like, who are there, so much powerful there, caste, region, and beauty. These things tie the management, and sirs also, they will shiver, they'll just stand and they'll just bow to these girls as if the goddesses have come down. If I say anything against her, I will definitely be in a problem. They will just keep some robbery or something nasty on me and kick me out. That bad situation is. And she just spit on my face and I couldn't be able to say anything. That's where I understood we should stay in our comfort zone only and then expand. It's not my zone. It's not it out of my comfort zone. It's not my area. That people, that area, I have right, okay? I registered it. I spent 30,000 rupees. If you don't like me, then you should send me out. But this politics, those women are like, yeah, we are done here. It's my institution. Like, she just spit on me in front of everyone. Just, and she said, I am characterless. That's really ridiculous. And they think I'm characterless because they wear Punjabi dress, I wear jeans. They go backbite, they go into the sir's private chamber, you know, stay close to him, whisper in his ears. They are with full character. I speak loudly in class, ask doubt. I'm characterless because I speak loudly. Like, it's an open fact, they are wrong in their path, and they have no right to talk down on me, but still, they did so injustice to me. I couldn't able to fight back because I don't belong to their race. I'm not beautiful, I don't belong to their race, and that's not my community, and they belong to their region. The region and race difference, color difference is huge that time. I couldn't survive, so I left my money and I ran back to home. I'm not like that. I'm not that is the first time I lost my battle for no reason. Then I understood there is no point in running out of what you are. Better be comfortable and build whatever you are in your own presence. So whenever you lose the control, you are just gone. That's what I realized. But the problem now is, I know how people here are. They don't encourage new ideas. If anyone is doing something new, all they do is just sit on them, just try to suppress them, whatever, throw mud on them, throw stones at them, do whatever it takes to suppress us, kill us. Even killing also, they don't mind. I know these people, I have full experience with them. They will just, they'll just 200% to avoid us from the game, kill us and suppress us and copy us. Whatever we did, stealing and copying is their birthright, and that's what they are good at. This category is, I'm surrounded by these people. First of all, they are victims of crab mentality, racism, and then this one. This is the people that made me house arrest myself. So now if I go out without registering my idea, that is my, I told you that I want to craft and whatever it's like, I told that it's Gayatri's. If I don't register that either as copyright, patent or trademark, I don't know what it's called. If that packaging idea, if I don't get that registered, I'm done. You know, they'll just kill me and take that. They're that intelligent. They're that, like, it's like that here. See, recently I bought coconut oil. All my life we use only coconut oil for hair. We are obsessed with coconut and we use only one brand, Parachute coconut oil. And I bought something and it's a big company who just copied the way, it's just everything completely, the bottle shape, color, size, everything is copy of Parachute, but it's labeled with something else. I'm like, what is this? After all, the Parachute is such a big company, and how is that someone is officially copying it and it's not local made? It's copied by a superb brand. And I'm like, I know I'll get done if I don't register my packaging. Packaging is different, right? Everyone has their unique packaging. Coca-Cola bottles has its own packaging. And every idea is different. See this. Everyone has this different thing. I just have to register it, package, and I'm not doing it right now because I don't have enough money for that and I don't have enough information for that. So for this first sale, whatever, I'm doing it in without registering and without putting my full work out. Number two, it's that I don't want to say this oneness journey. I don't know, like, concepts. Do we have a copyrights for concept? If you have a unique concept, do we have copyright for that? If you have a unique brand name or unique branding style, do we have copyright, trademark or patent, anything for that? My wellness journey has to be registered on my name, because I'm very sure about these people outside, because they'll definitely come up if that clicks. One day or the other, oneness journey has to click, because the foundation of it is so ethical, and the way I do it, I know what I am. It will definitely click one day and people will just show up and sponsor, and later, you know, small loop air gap is enough for them to enter and take advantage, take my position, kick me out. It's very simple for them. Registered companies only, they'll kick out the founders and CEOs. If I'm unregistered, no matter what I do, I can't claim black. I know that even if I leave air gap also, they will just enter, take advantage, take my chair, kick me out of my own invention. I mean, my own created concept. I just have to create legal protection. I know India doesn't protect the right one. India has no. I just see India protects only the rich one, powerful one. India will never encourage the right one. You don't accept me? If India encourages the right one, we don't have so much in medical scams, education scams. We have medicine and educations are the important things, and we, everywhere you go, doctors won't write. Now it's become a common, doctors will not write the medicine you need. They write the medicine which they have full on stock. They write the medicines which marketing representatives refer them. That's how India is. If you don't believe me, go watch Mercil movie. It's Adirindi, I think, in, I don't know what is in Telugu. Mercil movie where Vijay's movie. Yeah, it's Mercil Adirindi in Telugu. It's Vijay's movie. How Indian medical scams are. If you don't believe me, go observe the education system. Education system itself is the biggest scam. Otherwise, who will pay so much donation for LKG, UKG? And no one, even after PG, PhD, I studied in a CBSE, I got good education and still I am jobless. I tried many companies and all the companies preferred references more. I am jobless, unemployment, and then PGs are applying for pune post. Many suicides are happening. What does it show? If India isn't really so ethical, Indian government is so ethical, it would have not happened all these years. I don't know whom to blame, but I definitely know our culture doesn't support the right one. I know our culture supports the powerful one. Even leave about the big strategy, even if you go in one home, two people are fighting, mother comes, mother doesn't ask to shut up the wrong one. She will ask to shut up the weaker one. If you're weak, even you're right, they'll ask you to shut up and calm down. They'll support the person who is powerful and loud. They don't see whether he's right or wrong. That happens in school. The teacher does the same. That happens in friends. That happens in the college. That happens in the court. And that happens in the government. I really don't like to live in that atmosphere. And it's really a foolishness if I step out without any legal protection, minimum safety, I'm done. There is no point in doing anything. I know the culture of these people. I did that mistake before. I just made my blog and I'm jumping and doing my own work. Everyone showed me what reality is. They showed their true colors. Those chameleons showed their true colors and then I realized there are no exception. Everyone is same. No one is exception. And that happened to me repeatedly again in a call center. They didn't support right one. They support the powerful one. I told that one boy purposefully tried to rag me. He touched me publicly and I shouted. Everyone was silent and they were bowing their head. And they said when the manager came, AGM, assistant manager came and everyone is like, we didn't see. And that happened and I was like, thinking, and the manager is like, oh, where does this happen here? Let's check in cameras. He told it like in a very sarcastic way because that is the place where they don't get cameras. Cameras will not be recorded. It means cameras can't see that place. So it's that place and it's very clear they did it on purpose and I gave a full warning. I made loud, leave about the cameras, call him in front of me. If he doesn't accept it, I will take the situation in my own way outside the office premises. After I gave warning, that fellow came down and accepted it. Otherwise, really, I mean it, I would have resigned and picked him out and I would have really made it in a wrong way. I would have taken it in revenge in an illegal way. I gave the threatening and that man confessed, and he confessed, so manager also has to confess and shout. And still I saw that another people are provoked by manager to harass me, and it's clear. So I understood, so I came back and sat in home till now. That's the situation. Means if I enter outside there with it happened again and again. Whenever I entered outside, it's like, okay, for the next 3 days, 4 days, 1 week, it happened. And then I have to come out of my zone. And I just became arrogant. And this is me like that. And I stopped going to the office. And I sat in my house. It's not that I'm afraid of them. I need someone, like, I definitely need a minimum protection and legal requirements. Because the culture of these people are there, like, yeah, she's from such a low background, she can't go. See, BC girls, if they go and do a sit in administration, it's an insult to OC group. That's how they're tuned. They can't digest. It's not, if you're from other religion, they'll accept you because you're a sum of other community. You have your own existence. If you're from another religion like Christian or Muslim, they'll shut their mouth because you have your own identity and independent existence of your own community. But BC community in the Hindus religion and OCs in the Hindus religions, BCs doesn't have an existence, independent existence. BCs are supposed to rely on OCs as an assistant group. That's what in Hindus we have OCs and BCs, SCs, STs. And only OCs are administration in Hindus, and all the others are like helpers to OCs. And these helpers, if they come up, OCs feel like these are the slaves. How can they sit on the chair? How can they go successful? That's the attitude they are tuned. That's the, I faced, like, what is your caste? I am just BC. You're just BC? How come you dress like that? How can you speak like that? That's what I was asked on my face. In this situations, how am I supposed to go out and talk to everyone confidently, build my own brand? And people just, my brother told many times, like, other people, if someone is doing good, they'll support, brothers will support. I have my huge opposition in my home itself. They'll do anything. They don't even mind doing anything to put me down, because they are tuned. We are tuned like that. We are tuned not to grow. If someone is growing, we are tuned to suppress them, shut them out. That's what they are tuned to. They think people who are successful are born in some upper caste with high height, so much beautiful look, and or someone rich like that. They expect people from some Mars or universe, some Venus or somewhere Pluto should come. They expect all the people who are around them will never be successful. That's the attitude they possess. I definitely know this is not going to be easy. I definitely know the mindsets. Now what to do? I don't know, but I know what's Gayatri is. Gayatri agenda itself is different. I'm not speaking I am Gayatri. Gayatri is different. I am different. There is two different perspectives in me. I may do wrong, but Gayatri has a unique ability from the beginning to choose what she wants. And that thing will rely. Even if I die, I don't mind. That's Gayatri. Gayatri is never do or die, and that's old. Do, die, kill. I don't mind that too. I can stand for what I want and I can get what I want. But in which way I get, that's the question. If I get it in the wrong way, I told that day itself, the man who tried to, how dare he, in my entire thing, even that assistant manager used to quail back while talking to me. But the person who ragged me is scared of me, because that's why he confessed. He was like, okay, I didn't do it on purpose. I was about to call you, so I touched you by mistake. He just made a statement and confessed, because he knows if he doesn't confess, like, they thought that Gayatri is so legal, Gayatri is so pet like a girl, she'll go in a legal way, she'll ask us to open the camp. You don't know what I am. I told, if he doesn't confess, I will take care of the situation outside in my own way. I would have definitely went an illegal way. I would have definitely bought rowdies, or I would have killed him with my own hands. I don't mind doing it. Because I said, that's not even Gayatri. It's beast inside Gayatri. Gayatri is different. Gayatri is a good. But when situations go wrong, I don't mind to unleash the beast inside me. And that's what I stand this. I'll do 200% to support my brand. Even then, I have to kill or I have to die. I don't mind. Because I know the poisonous tune, poisonous wavelength and environment that tries to steal or tries to kill. No one can bear oneness. Oneness is something undigestible concept. Not everyone, but they can't bear oneness itself. If you say oneness, they just feel she's against us. That is an undigestible concept. I know it, but Gayatri knows how to make things happen. And I don't know, like, all these days you're hearing to me, Gayatri is authentic. That doesn't mean Gayatri is a good girl. Gayatri is authentic, and Gayatri is a very different girl when things go wrong. You will never even imagine the way I think, and I can fall. I can fall to any extent, and I can rise to any extent. I don't have this, like, this is the top and this is the bottom. I don't have that. I don't have hierarchy too. Even if you're the universal prime minister, world intelligence, you're the number one head of the universe, even you might be the god. I don't care. Even literally God comes also, Gayatri knows what to do and how to deal. You can't convince me just because you are in a powerful position. You know, when Asifa Bano got that hurt in temple, I was literally scolding the mother goddess who I praise every day. That's why my parents will be like, I completely speak God to as if I speak to my parents. I don't mind to talk like this to my parents or teachers. God is same to me. I was questioning her, what were you doing when they were seducing the girl in front of you? I told nasty words to the God. I cursed like anything. Because that's how I speak to my parents, teachers, and even God. Everyone is respectable for me in such a... But there is a limit for any respect. Just because I respect you, if you do something wrong, don't expect me to have that respect. So no matter what, I just want to unleash it. Unleash the beast inside me. There is no point in being good. That's being good for being too good is a foolishness. Being grateful is great. Even if in the poisonous environment, poisonous animals are around you, you're being grateful to them and letting them take advantage of you. It's not being grateful. It's called being foolish. Maybe I am foolish, but not to that extent. That's it, guys. I don't know any way. And I know that oneness packaging and oneness journey, Gayatri Luck India packaging are the unique things of all times. I definitely know it, but I don't know how to protect it. But I definitely know oneness journey of Gayatri Luck India. And Gayatri Luck India packaging style is unique of all times. I can yell it and say it. You will see it when I completely launch my idea. But before that, I have to get some protection for that. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.